from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And all guests, including those who aren't real, on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, it's time for Clear to Play, where we take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Doc, is that you?
It is really me, yes. Not a robot. It's me.
Oh, you are real and spectacular. That's fantastic. What's not spectacular is the fact that Christian McCaffrey is already hurt. And I saw you do a lengthy thing on this, so let everybody know what the Niners are looking at with McCaffrey's calf.
Yeah, so in general, you know, with these calf strains, we do see a tendency across all NFL teams to see these soft tissue injuries pile up early on. So nothing to be concerned about. Is there something wrong with, like, how the 49ers are training, et cetera? But with these calf strains, what you do worry about is, number one, you know, where is it located in the calf? If it's lower down, a bigger issue, you worry about that, you know, being more time. You also worry about how many muscles are involved and, you know, is there a lot of fluid in that area over there? So in general, if you look at NFL players, you get these quote-unquote calf strains. You're looking at 3 to 4 weeks in terms of return to play. The good news is it seems that they weren't super concerned on it based on what Shanahan was saying. But once again, anytime an explosive athlete gets that calf strain, you do worry about, is this going to be something that lingers on into the season?
Yeah, especially when you don't have Brandon Ayuk, and you may not, depending on how his hold in goes. And also Trent Williams holding out. What's the health impact on those two guys not really being out there doing things?
You know, I get a little bit more worried about someone who's at an explosive position like Brandon Ayuk for the number one reason is that you need to have timing. You need to use your fast twitch fibers. You just can't recreate that. And for someone like that who goes for a period of time where they're not playing and then suddenly has to jump into a camp, wherever they are, whether it's the 49ers or with the Steelers or wherever he ends up, then suddenly you're going from nothing to very explosive activity. And that's where you can get set up for injury. For Williams, I get less worried about it because he's not a fast twitch athlete. He needs to more preserve his body given injury history. And actually, probably for him, less reps, less wear and tear will probably do good for him heading into a long season as opposed to someone like Brandon Ayuk, where you worry about suddenly he's going to hop right in, not have those reps, and have less time for his body to adapt.
Yeah, Doc, let's talk about Trent Williams for a sec because it is really interesting. I'm with you. No concern right now. It's probably better that he's not practicing. But when you're 36 years old, 320 pounds, you've had injuries each of the last couple of years, if that person came to you and said, I want a contract extension, from a health standpoint, how would you answer that?
You know, just looking at purely, not looking at what he means to the team or what he's done in the past, and it's hard to justify doing a longer-term contract or an extension for that. You just know that all the data suggests that you've already had a lot of degenerative issues. You've missed time in the past. Basically, the probability is that you're probably going to get injured again and, you know, potentially this year or next year. So I think that can be a little bit more difficult. A lot of it is, you know, based on the evidence of what he's provided and the fact that when he's not there, the team doesn't do well. But then you wonder, well, is he not going to be there anyway? Is he going to get injured? Should he bring someone else, groom someone else in there? So I think from a health standpoint, the numbers don't favor him. But his importance is really high. So if he can stay healthy, he's huge for Brock Purdy.
Ricky Pearsall's second injury in his first camp. He had the hammy. Now he's got the shoulder. What's your concern level for the young wide receiver who may wind up starting if he's healthy?
You do start getting a little worried about it. Just you think of someone who's explosive and, you know, kind of the way he plays. I mean, we've seen kind of what happens with Debo, explosive athlete, supposed to be playing really well, but then gets injured just the way that he plays. And the one I get more worried about, less about his hamstring, you know, that's something that you'll see, as I mentioned, kind of early on in the season, but the shoulder injury, which quote unquote is re-aggravated. When something like that comes up, you get a little bit worried because number one, this is not really a lot of contact. And if a player is already starting to aggravate their shoulder, what is that going to mean in a, you know, 16, 17 games into the season where he's taking contact repeatedly? So once again, something to watch very closely. Hopefully this is something that's just like a shoulder muscle strain or an AC joint strain. Nothing big, just a little bit aggravated. But once again, you worry about a younger player already coming in with two different injuries and two different parts of their body.
Doc Pandya, and Doc, it was a number of weeks ago that you agreed with me that all we want for Christmas is Steph Curry to return home safe from the Olympics. I guess what, maybe two games to go where we still have to hold our breath. But what do you think of his workload and how it'll affect the season?
You know, actually from a game standpoint, he's only been averaging like 21, 22 minutes a game. And, you know, obviously his season average is around 32 or 33. And even when he's on the floor, if you kind of track movement and exertion and how much he's running, it's less. He just has to do less playing around these players. So I think the games themselves, I'm not necessarily worried based on the way that they're using him in terms of those actually wearing his body down. Now, barring some sort of freak injury, I think the bigger concern is how did these Olympics, even though he's not playing a lot, take him away from doing those other things that get him ready for a season? The working out, the flexibility work, all those things that make him such a great athlete. So I think that's something to look at more than kind of is this Olympics wearing him down. It's just, can he prepare for the season the way that he needs to, particularly with younger players around him where he may be asked to do more next year?
Just one more on the Olympics, Doc, because I'm all in and I'm so excited for tomorrow. Sydney McLaughlin-Levrone goes for gold in the 400-meter hurdles. She coasted in the semis. How much does a coast like that really help you preserve energy? And what are you all in on in these track and field games?
So, you know, from that coasting, it really does tremendously do so. I was a track athlete in college and coached a little bit in college as well, too. And one of the things we tell our athletes was that, look, if you can win your race, get onto the next level, that extra level of exertion, that 5 to 10% makes a huge difference, because that's really what separates you when you're in a final. It's number one, not only how fast you run, but have you preserved yourself in all these rounds. It's, a lot of people don't see it. They just see the finals. For me, as just a fan watching track, it's been amazing how so many U.S. runners have won at the end of races. We saw the 400 meter where, you know, they're winning at the end. You see the 1500. I mean, it's pretty remarkable just how great they're doing at the end, which really is all about heart. You know, you train for all these things, but at the end of the day, it's how much can you grip down and push your body at the end. So it's been pretty amazing watching them do that in these Olympics.
Yeah, and Sydney tomorrow goes for not only the gold, but the world record, her record, 12:30, Doc. We'll be all in on that.
Absolutely. He'll be in there. Maybe the Sydney McLaughlin jersey in the cart, you know?
What's your what's your best 40 time, Doc?
The point, so, you know, I ran, we didn't run the 40 in college. I ran the 100. I ran a 10.600 in college, which serves me no purpose anymore. But yeah, I was around, that probably convert to like a, you know, mid 4.46, 4.740. But yeah, as you guys have seen, I'm no NFL wide receiver. I'm more of a kicker.
10.6 is legit though, Doc. Let's put some respect on your 100 times.
Listen, if you get to the 40-yard line and you're only half a second behind Xavier Worthy, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Good Lord.
Yeah, about a one play NFL career.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, Doc. Good to talk to you.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he goes. Doc Pandya, the real version of him, and the proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.